the Jaffe case, that was in the early 90s,
yeah.
Jaffe case. But before then, I jumped ahead because you had also gone in 78 and 79 to New York.
Right. I was going to fix PBS's news service. I got to New York and figured out that that was the dumbest thing that I think I'd ever done. But I did have a good time. I was the founding anchor of the New Jersey Nightly News, which was a program that was run, still is, on the New Jersey Public Television Network and on WNET, which is public TV for New York, as a joint venture. I went there with some kind of idea that I was going to be able to make a network newscast with a local hole in it that local public television stations could plug in and fill. And public television just doesn't work that way. But it took me a while to figure that out.
And you came back again.
Mm-hmm.
Who in the news business, as you were into it, did you look up to? Cronkite, Severide?
Well, the whole CBS group were men of distinction, I think, and were valiant in their efforts to make television work. We forget sometimes that TV did not work at one time. I mean, it's like TiVo now. It's like part of the reference system is that television is here, it's always been here, and the reason I mentioned TiVo is that if you want to watch a particular program, you have to watch that station at that time. Now, TiVo has meant, DVDs mean, that you can watch it at any time that you want. It's changed the nature of television. Television itself changed the nature of journalism and changed the culture of the United States and the whole world as far as that's concerned, but it didn't get here until the late 50s. It didn't become universal until sometime in the 60s, where everybody was watching, and they were all watching the same three stations for a time. And that's why Huntley Brinkley and Cronkite were so good, because nobody knew what they were doing. They invented this stuff. The guy who did 60 Minutes, Don Hewitt, said that he got the idea for keys. A key is a thing that's an identifier across somebody's chest when you see them on the air. He got that from a menu board in a deli in Chicago, I think, because he looked up at the menu board and he saw that there was a black thing there with white letters on it. He's one of the inventors, too. We were all inventors when we did this work in the 60s and even into the 70s in local news. It was changing so much because of the technology, if nothing else, that we were into a totally new delivery system. You can argue that we've taken it to such an extreme now that I just was reading the other day that computers are going to take it another notch. With TV, we can now go anywhere we want and see anything we want. And computers are going to make it so that we can program anything we want. So we all become our own personal program directors. You see any show you want, any time you want. And kill all the commercials. They're really scared about that.
Yeah. This 24-hour cycle of news, we have the cable stations, the talking heads, the commentators and all, blending news with comments. We've got Jon Stewart at night mixing serious news with humor. Seems to be a major source of news for many people. What is your take on all of that?
My eldest daughter, who lives in Pennsylvania, emailed a year or so ago. She said, "Dad, I just have so many news sources now that I can't sort them out. What should I do about that? Because I don't want to take up that much time, but I still want to stay informed." Well, I said, do what I do. And it doesn't cost anything. Subscribe to the New York Times, and you can tailor that to include news and sports and fashion and technology and editorials. You can have all of those or none of those. But that way it'll show up on your computer first thing in the morning. And if you read enough of those, at least the general news stories of those, and some of the opinion, because those are people's opinions who know what they're talking about, then you can be relatively safe in saying that, yeah, I think I've got a handle on what's going on in the world. And I said, I don't know what you do locally. That depends upon your local delivery systems. I said, I learned a long time ago that whether I learn of something one night as opposed to the next morning doesn't make any difference in terms of the event's importance or whether I should be feeling like I'm missing something in case I don't hear about it. But by the next morning, somebody will have written about it who is a lot smarter than I am. And they're going to tell me, it's going to be in that story, why I should be interested in this. They're going to tell me why it's significant. They're going to tell me why it's changing the culture. They're going to tell me how much it costs. They're going to tell me what it does to my kids or my family or my country or my community. I just want a filter. I want an editor. That's what we do in the news business. We decide what goes out. That's why this business is so fragile. And now it's in so much danger because we have people who are not putting that standard into what they're producing and calling news. The standard now is if it bleeds, it leads, that sort of thing. You get two people together, so you've got all sides of the story. Well, that's stupid in the first place. There's never just two sides to a story. Normally, there are 8 or 10. And if you don't know all of them, then you don't know what you're talking about. But they get two people together, and they yell at one another, and they call that news. You may find that as entertainment, and if you do, then, you know, God bless you, go on and watch. But don't expect to be informed by it. Don't expect to know how to vote. Don't expect to know what the issues are that affect you and your family and your community, because you're not getting that. What you're getting is a form of entertainment that's masquerading as what news used to be and still is in some very selected cases, but they're becoming harder and harder to find.
Do you value the news of the written word above the electronic?
Not necessarily. There are some good things on TV, I think. Used to be some good stuff on radio, but there's only NPR now, as far as I'm concerned.